This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Employees at one state office will not have to comply with an order to turn over information on 35 people to federal immigration authorities. The order came from Governor Jared Polis, who decided Colorado should comply with an ICE subpoena seeking information on the guardians of unaccompanied immigrant minors. An official at the state labor department sued the governor, arguing the order contradicts a Colorado law protecting immigrants' information. This evening, a judge in Denver agreed and issued a preliminary injunction blocking the information transfer, but the order only applies to that one state office. The block will stay in place while the lawsuit makes its way through the courts. Supporters of a ban on flavored tobacco in Denver have so far been outraged by their opponents. The fight goes to voters in November. Vape shops and the tobacco industry have raised about $285,000, 10 times that of anti-tobacco public health and education groups. Jody Radke is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids.
If voters support keeping the ordinance in place that ends the sale of flavored tobacco in the city, voters will need to vote yes.
Both sides predict an expensive fight. One of the women behind a plot to steal mail-in ballots last fall has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. Vicki Stewart was a former postal worker who took and fraudulently cast ballots in Mesa County ahead of the November 2024 election. Another woman involved in the case is due to be sentenced next month. The pair claimed they were trying to test the security of the election system. And in sports, tonight marks the start of the NBA draft, but with zero picks this season, the Nuggets will likely remain quiet. This is CPR News.